The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Stranded on a tiny island in the Pacific, Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders were saved from annihilation by a squadron of American dive bombers. Since our pilots have no knowledge of Jim's presence on the island, it looked as though the raiders would be attacked by their own planes. The unexpected appearance of Jap Zeros, however, diverted the American pilots' attention. Jim's men discovered the small hut that had served as Jap headquarters, and part of its equipment was a broken radio transmitter. The ingenious pilot, Captain Ranelli, made makeshift repairs and attempted in vain to explain the situation to the nearest American base. In the tropical dusk, more planes appeared, giving Jim new hope. But the planes are Jap Zeros, and in spite of a heavy evening rainfall, they continue to dive and strafe. Jim and the others crouch helplessly in the jungle.
Jim, I hate to be a panty waste, but I'm scared. I'm scared stiff.
We all are, Jane.
One who say otherwise would be liar.
How's about we get deeper into these jungles?
The wish is understandable, Sergeant. Also pointless.
Too risky, Mac. All we can do is stay under these giant ferns and play dead.
We won't just be playing if those Zeros have anything to say about it.
How come Captain Ranelli didn't stick with us?
He dove back into the hut when he saw the planes weren't ours. I had a hunch to do the same thing if you hadn't grabbed me.
Instinct all too often plays a traitor, Jane.
I told Ranelli not to go back there.
He had no time to listen, Jim. The planes appeared so suddenly.
They sure knew where to look for us, too.
They're carrier-based jobs, babe. The meatballs picked up our radio message and sent these buzzers to finish us.
Well, I hope the rest of our men spotted them and took cover.
We're in a hot spot right here. That hut's their objective, all right.
Why doesn't it get dark? Why doesn't the rain stop them? Why do we have to wait like corner birds?
Hold on to yourself, Jane.
This is no time to go haywire, babe. Save that stuff for one of your Hollywood super epics.
Lay off, Mac. It's bad enough without letting the tension get us.
Yeah. A million islands in the Pacific, and we have to pick one with an ersatz glamour girl on it.
What do you mean, ersatz?
Now cut it out, both of you.
Okay, okay. But I don't like Hollywood phonies.
One look at you, and I know that all the phonies aren't in Hollywood.
That's enough. Stop acting like a pair of cats on a back fence.
Has one of you been hit? A drop of blood just fell on my wrist.
You sure, Sing?
Yes. And another one just... No, my mistake. Raindrops.
Hey, Jim, can you shift a little? My leg's getting numb.
It's your head you should worry about.
Glamour push, if we ever get out of this alive...
Save it. Hey, I think the meatballs are leaving us.
Beware, lest the hope betray you, Jim.
Yeah, I know, but listen. Doesn't it sound like they're going away?
Might be one of their tricks.
It'd be just like them to pull a fake scram and then come back when we're wide open.
Maybe, but, well, we'd hear them, wouldn't we?
I guess you're right. They'd have a tough time landing in the rain we're going to get.
Yeah, also, the light is failing rapidly. The darkness is our only weapon against them.
They've gone all right.
Then why doesn't Ranelli come out of that hut?
Let's take a look, Mac. Jane, you stay out here with Sing.
Okay. I just hope you don't find what I'm afraid you will in there.
Ooh, my legs.
Stiff?
Yeah, like barber poles, both of them.
Yeah, so are mine.
Guess old age is creeping up on us, Jim.
Hold it, Mac. Old age will never creep up on poor Ranelli. Look.
Yeah. They stitched him all right, didn't they? The dirty sneaking. Well, he was more man than all of them put together.
He was that, Mac. Oh, I should have dragged him after us. I never should have let him come back in here.
Well, there's no sense blaming yourself, Jim. Those buzzards didn't give us any time to argue about it. We dove for cover one way, and he dove the wrong way.
Help me, will you?
Yeah.
I want to get his papers and his dog tags. Then we'll organize a burial detail.
If you ask me, our burial detail is going to be plenty busy before we're out of this.
Yeah, those Zeros will be back in the morning. They'll blast this island right off the map and us with it.
Well, here's his papers, Jim. You got his dog tags?
Yeah.
Jim, comfort me.
I knew they'd pull fake scraps.
Now what?
More trouble, Sing?
Did you ask in this abominated spot? It is too dark now to see, but listen.
Back, all right. Darkness or no darkness?
That's no chap.
Am I off my conk, or does that sound like a liberator?
That's what I think it is, Mac.
Zenza Base did receive our radio message.
And we've still got a chance.
Chance? We're a cinch.
We might have been an hour ago, or even half hour.
What?
It's one of our planes, all right. And he's here to pick us up. But in this darkness and rain, what possible chance has he got of ever doing it?
A futile rage settles over the group as they realize their chances come too late. But Jim is not the man to give in without an effort, as we'll see in a moment. Meanwhile, here's an invitation for you to step into a whole new world. Yes, the world of entertaining adventure in the full-color pages of the Comic Weekly. For those pages are peopled with America's favorite characters, and those characters are your hosts in the magic world of make-believe. You'll forget your humdrum daily worries as you follow the royal road to adventure with Flash Gordon, the Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, Prince Valiant, the Phantom, altogether over 24 of them. So join the 15 million readers who find the Comic Weekly spells open sesame to action, excitement, mystery. 15 outstanding Sunday papers from coast to coast are distributors of the Comic Weekly. And one of these great Sunday papers brings it to this city. So ask for that paper every week. Look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now back to a rain-swept Pacific island and Jungle Jim.
Rain or no rain, we've got to start a fire. It's our only chance.
Yeah, but everything on this blasted island is soaking wet, including me.
Oh, so now you admit you're all wet.
Oh, boy, some joke.
So, Sing, and this hut must be still dry, Jim.
You find it, then, Sing. That roof is like a sieve.
Hey, what's that?
It is our signal. Answer, Jim. But let us keep our guns ready.
Jim. Some of the chart papers in this Jap folder might not be too wet.
You characters all right?
Oh, it is my inescapable nephew, Tom Sound.
Come ahead, kid.
Hey, let's see those papers, Jane.
Hey, isn't that a liberator I hear circling around up there? Why don't we signal him?
What do you think we're trying to do? Oh, boy, you look waterlogged.
Yeah, I am. Where's Captain Rinelli?
He won't be around anymore, Tom Sound.
Oh. He got it too, huh?
Two?
Yeah, those zeros got four more of us, Uncle Sing. The two brothers from New Zealand and Abrams and Hollis.
What's that?
I told you our burial detail would be kept busy, Jim.
If we don't latch out of here pretty soon, it'll be curtains for all of us.
Jeff's snipers are still busy out there, are they?
Busier than ever. Don't forget they can hear that liberator up there, too. Our guys are getting plenty bushed.
Frenchie and Colo have stood an extremely long watch, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Mac.
Yes?
You think you and Tom's son could relieve him?
Sure we could.
Wait. I think I got a fire started.
That's it. Nurse it along.
Now, we'll get these papers going, and we'll put some of the... No, blast it all.
We must keep trying, Jim.
We better hit the road, Mac. Frenchie was out on his feet when I left.
Where are they, Thompson?
Watching the clearing, the other side of that hill.
Oh, well, I know a shortcut. Want me to show you?
Oh, don't bother.
Hey, you kidding? Of course we do, Jane. The sooner we get there, the better.
Well, let's go, then. I'll come back with Colo and Frenchie, Jim.
Right. Take care of yourselves now.
So long, Uncle Sing. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, all too soon, no doubt.
All right now, Sing. Let's see if we can find something else to try and fire.
Hey, you're going the wrong way, babe.
No, this is the way, all right. And stop calling me babe.
I can think of lots of things I'd rather call you.
Boy, oh boy, when it rains out here, it just doesn't play around, does it?
I just hope that bomber doesn't give up and go home.
Right, but it's a cinch he hasn't got enough gas to hang around all night.
Wait, we want to go over this strip of coral reef.
Oh.
Careful you don't slip. They're plenty sharp, these rocks.
Well, go ahead. We're right behind you.
I still think we're going the wrong way.
You'll see in a minute.
Man, I'll be glad to give this place a goodbye, Kissaroo. All we've done is dig wrong rifts ever since we sashayed onto it. Except for meeting you, Jane.
There's even two schools of thought about that.
That goes both ways, Sergeant. Now sharp left, between those two palm trees.
Hey, is that Liberator going away?
Well, it sounds kind of like it.
No, he's just circling again.
Oh. You know, the worst break was when we swiped that Jap launch and then there wasn't enough gas to use it.
Seeing those Zeros swoop down on us wasn't exactly a good break either.
Well, what are you waiting for, Girl Scout? Why stop here?
Keep your wig on. I'm trying to... Yes, we go right. Through that clump of what do you call them?
Better let me go ahead, Jane. I'll push them out of the way with my rifle.
Hey, you know the first thing I'm going to do if we ever get home? I'm going to have me a dozen fried eggs with a bushel of French fries. 3 gallons of fresh milk.
You left out the hot biscuits, man.
Oh, no. They come later with homemade jam.
Torture yourselves if you have to, but why drag me?
Hey, wait a minute.
What'd you find, kid?
No. Something behind these ferns.
Too dark to see your hand in front of you.
Well, there's some sort of steel drums. 8 or 9 of them.
Steel drums?
Yeah. The Japs must have left them.
Gasoline. It must be.
Be a laugh if it was, wouldn't it? When we needed it so bad.
Well, it's no use to us now. Come on.
Mac, do you think Jim will be able to get a fire started?
I don't see how he can with everything soaking wet.
And I'll play it tacit, you two. I think someone's behind us.
Okay, let's step on it. Those Japs know this island better than we do.
Mac, they've seen us.
They don't talk. More likely they heard us.
Yeah. There they are. Behind those gasoline drums. 3 of them.
Hey, Thompson. Come back here.
You stay there with Jane, Mac. I know what my job is, and I know how to do it.
Mac, look, he's...
Thompson! Hey, Thompson! Is that really gasoline in those drums? You'd be blown to...
Thompson!
Stay here, Jane. I'll go down.
Oh, Mac, out of that fire.
You stay here.
Come back! Help, Jim, help! Oh, Mac, you can't do this. I won't let you do this.
Go back.
It's all right now. I'm here now, Mac. I'll carry you.
Hey, what happened? We heard the explosion. It came as fast. Hey, what's wrong with Mac?
Smoke got him. He'll be all right.
But what happened? Oh, where's Thompson?
Some Jap sniper shot at us. They were behind those gasoline drums. Thompson shot back and set off the gasoline.
But where is he?
He's still in that fire, Sing. I got to him, but no use. Too late.
What? Thompson?
And my last word to him was one of raillery.
He gave us the fire we needed. It wasn't worth what it cost.
So those Japanese devils will pay for this. Every one of them will pay. I will make them pay. Give me that Tommy gun.
Sing Lee.
They will learn what the wrath of Sing Lee means.
Sing Lee!